Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Woodstock Film Festival takes place in the fall at venues in several of New York's Hudson Valley towns. This year marks the festival's 20th anniversary, and festival organizers are offering more year-round programming than ever before. Mayra Blaustein is the co-founder and executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival, and she joins us now to tell us more. Mayra, welcome.
Hello, I'm so glad to be back.
20th anniversary, congratulations.
20 years is a long time, and it's amazing that we have, it amazes me that we have come along for so long. I still remember the first year, and I had no idea then how much the festival would grow and how incredible it would be. Happy to be here after 20 years.
What made you want to program more and more year-round events as the festival has grown over the years?
First of all, it's just the state of the film industry and how, in order to really stay on top of things and remain connected to the filmmakers and what's happening within the film industry space throughout the year, and also to stay connected with the community that we serve, we find more and more of a need to present more events throughout the year. And because this year, I consider it to be very special, because for me, 20 years is quite the milestone. We really wanted to be able to offer more diverse events to the community and to the filmmakers that we are in communication with and support. So we're doing all sort of things. In the past few months, we've done already quite a few things, and upcoming, there are more events. So we really try to be there for everybody throughout the year and not just once a year in the fall.
Something coming up this week is the 7th annual Taste of Woodstock. Proceeds will benefit the Woodstock Film Festival and the Hudson Valley Film Commission. Tell us about Taste of Woodstock.
Taste of Woodstock is totally just a fun event. It has very little to do with film, because you're just eating and talking and eating and talking and walking and eating and talking. You're not sitting in the movie theater and watching a movie. It takes place in the center of the town of Woodstock. And over 24 different fabulous restaurants participate, and they all try to outdo each other because it's a competitive event. So people who come to Taste of Woodstock come to our offices at the Film Center, which is in the center of town of Woodstock, get their wristbands, their program, their map, and their ballot. In which they'll find description of all the different foods that all the different restaurants are offering. And off they go into the center of town, very close to each other. There are a lot of different great places that offer a ton of wonderful food. And if the restaurants are not right there, then they have like a pop-ups in various galleries and other areas in town where they offer their wares. And you walk around and you taste all these different things, and there's vegan food and vegetarian and of course, meat offerings, wines and desserts, and a whole full meal. And you can stop by and a lot of places to sit and eat and chat. And then you come back to our offices at the end, where you vote for your favorite this and that, for your favorite dessert and your favorite entree and your favorite hors d'oeuvre. Then we give prizes to the winners, and everybody goes home happy and very, very full.
The 7th annual Taste of Woodstock this Wednesday from 6 to 9. The next big event you have coming up is on June 1st, and it's the Diverse Voices in Film and Media panel. Tell us about this.
I'm very excited about that. We have done a panel about a month and a half or so ago, before 2 months ago, and it's free for the public. That previous panel was called Women in Film and Media, and we had a lot of panelists. We had about 7 panelists, including Lacey Schwartz Delgado, who is an accomplished filmmaker and the wife of our congressman, Antonio Delgado. She's great. But we had a lot of different people. It was completely sold out. Sold out meaning it was a free event, but it was
totally full. Yeah.
It was standing room only. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of audience engagement, which means that we have the panelists have a, their own discussion, and then we open it up to the audience, and they can speak, not just ask questions, but they can also talk about their own experiences and their own thoughts, and they most certainly have done so, and they will do so in the next one, which is Diverse Voices in Film and Media. We have some really standout, stellar panelists, including the producer of the movie Precious, and the movie the Apollo, which just opened the Tribeca Film Festival. So some really, really great films, women specifically, by the way, again. And so I think they'll address issues that have to do with, well, as the panel described it, diverse voices, and it's really about how minorities are getting to tell their stories and how minorities are being portrayed and how things are changing, if they're changing. These are people who really have worked in that space for a long time and can tell a lot of stories from their trenches, so I think it will be really strong. Again, it's free to the public, and it's it takes place in a large gallery space in Midtown Kingston, the Aaron Resney Gallery, and all the information is on our website. It's free of charge, but registration is required so that we'll know how many people to expect.
The website, which we'll mention again at the end, of course, is woodstockfilmfestival.org, and that panel is taking place on June 1st. One more upcoming event before I let you go is you're doing an outdoor screening that will be completely solar-powered.
Very excited about that. So there is this organization that travels around the country screening films in outdoor areas, small towns, rural areas, that is totally powered by solar energy. And we have teamed up with them, and we are going to be doing special outdoor screenings under the stars on June 14th. That is going to take place at the Congressman Maurice Hinchey Catskill Visitor Center in Boyceville in the Hudson Valley. It's right off of Route 28. There will be a workshop that is all about not just solar energy in general, but also how to screen and project films powered by just solar energy. It's quite rare still, but they have mastered it, so they're going to give a workshop. It's all free also. They're going to give a workshop, and then we're going to show two films. One is by James Redford, who is the son of Robert Redford and the founder of the Redford Center, which is all about environmental issues and sustainability. So this film called Happening, A Clean Energy Revolution, is all about the different aspects of sustainability and innovation. And he saw it all over the country, and actually I think all over the world. So there are really, really great things in that film. And if James Redford is in the East Coast, he's based in San Francisco, but if he's in the East Coast, he'll definitely be there. But that's also going to be preceded by a short film called Growing with the Grain, by John Bauermaster of Ocean 8, and he is, I don't know if you know him, but he's fantastic. He's an explorer. He's been to the Antarctic, I think, like 20-some times already. And he's an explorer, he's a filmmaker, he's an environmentalist, and he's just a great human being. And he's going to be there as well, and he'll probably talk a little bit about his film, which, like I said, is going to precede James Redford's film. So it's going to be a great evening. You can bring your drinks, you can bring your food. There'll be plenty of chairs, but you can also bring blankets if you want. And like I said, it's BYOB, I think is the word. So it's going to be just a really fun night under the stars with some really great programming.
The 7th Annual Taste of Woodstock is this Wednesday from 6 to 9. The Diverse Voices in Film and Media panel takes place on June 1st at Aaron Resney Inc. in Kingston, New York. And the outdoor screening of Happening, A Clean Energy Revolution and Growing with the Grain will take place at the Congressman Maurice D. Hinchey Catskill Visitor Center on June 14th. To learn more about these events and to keep track of other special programming presented by the Woodstock Film Festival as it celebrates its 20th anniversary, visit woodstockfilmfestival.org. That link will be posted along with this conversation at wamc.org/roundtable. Mayura, congratulations again, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.